The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
This new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is April the 29th, 2016. It is a Friday, April the 29th, 2016, and I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show that's coming live to you today. We have a live show for you. Looking forward to today's show with you all. So with that being said, let's go to the business at hand. As always, we need to talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. We need to talk about supporting Black Talk Radio. And this network is one in which you listen to daily, and it's here to actually bring you programming that is for your own beneficial good. So now there is a opportunity that you can show your appreciation, and you can actually be a part of the take part in the overall responsibility of keeping Black Talk Radio Network on air and in front of you and coming to you daily, Monday through Fridays, and bringing you all the programs that it brings. So this is an opportunity for you to feed the roots and to continue to eat the fruit so that others, that the tree will continue to bear good fruit for everyone to partake in. So what you can do in order to help Black Talk Radio Network, in order to be a part of Black Talk Radio Network, in order to bring some of your energy to Black Talk Radio Network, you can actually become a financial contributor. You can actually donate and you can contribute to the overall responsibility of Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com, the crowdfunding digital black media campaign. The crowdfunding campaign is going on as we speak right now. And you could do that in three ways, which would be so beneficial. Every contribution that you make towards Black Talk Radio Network is something that is truly appreciated and is going to assist in keeping the network on air and growing. So option one, you could make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal by sending a check or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that contribution, you will receive a monthly statistic performance report of the radio station and the social media operations via email. Option two would be if you make a donation of $25 or more, you will receive the monthly email reports as well as getting a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. If you would like to receive two t-shirts, you would just need to contribute $50. Three t-shirts, you would contribute $75. Four t-shirts, you would give and contribute $100. And with every t-shirt, make sure that you are including the overall size for the t-shirts. And in the future, there will be t-shirts for the ladies, which is something that I think is a great, great idea. Looking forward to that. So sisters, you are not being left out. You know, you can still wear some of the men t-shirts, but Scotty will have some made just for you. So that is option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts also as a part of your contributions as an appreciation for your financial support of Black Talk Media Project. So this is how you can actually ensure and take part of and making sure that Black Talk Radio Network is here tomorrow, the next day, and furthermore, is that you can actually contribute financially to support it, because that will allow it to maintain the energy of the overall direction that we're moving in. So that is something that we all should partake in, and you should tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network. And make sure that you are, even people that you know that may be in disagreement to Black Talk Radio Network, tell them to listen anyhow. They need to be educated, and this is something that we can share with everyone, regardless of who they are. But this is strictly, and when I mean strictly, it's our demographic focuses on what has been neglected so much in media, that being you. That being our community, that being us collectively, so that we can harvest our energy in the best overall direction that serves our purpose. And that is when you are sovereign, self-determining, free, and independent, the way the great creator God Almighty intended you to be. So with that being said, everyone go to our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. That's Thando Radio Show. And check out what we have posted there and some of the articles. If you have any questions or comments about Tando Radio Show, you can post them there. Uh-oh, I made a mistake. I have messages at Tando Radio Show that I forgot to check. So I'm going to be checking those messages. If anyone has sent me a message, I do apologize. I've been kind of doing a bunch of things. But if you have a question or comment that you would like to send to me, you can do it via Tando Radio Show. The message that's there, you can send me a message there, and I will respond to you. I'm sorry, I've been a little, I fell behind on that, forgot my mistakes, but I am going to take a look at those and get back to you all. So I do truly appreciate the messages and what was left there for me. Appreciate you all. You know who you are. Thank you. And we do this for you. And this is our show, our network, our station for our voices. So now let's check out. But if you'd like to leave a message there, you have a question or comment, you can leave it there. If there's something that you would like to see us do on Tando Radio Show, you can, send me a message there, or if you have a question, you can also send it there, and I will be more than happy to answer any question and take a look at what it is that you think is important. If you think it's important, it needs to be talked about. Okay, so going to Tando Radio, let's take a look at some of the articles we have posted there before we get into today's show. A couple of very important things that posted there that in my opinion, I didn't get to post a whole lot, been extremely busy working on some of the things that we talked about on yesterday's show. So since then, I posted a couple of articles, and let's take a look at these articles. The first article that we posted came from Freedom Beacon. Russian warplane flies within 50 feet of U.S. spy plane in Asia. And I would say I'm very familiar with that area where this took place in the Bering Sea, very familiar with that myself. And this is something that you're going to continue to see. Remember, I posted something. When was this? Earlier this week. I'm going to try to go back and find it real key, because one of the things that they always do is they tell you before they do it. I posted Inside of Tando on, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to it fast enough, but it was where they were looking at, the Senate was looking at nominating one of the NATO, one new NATO commander, general. And they, John McCain and a couple of other senators were drilling him into asking him as a part of the NATO alliance commander, would he insist, would he meet Russia with force with some of the antics that the Russian military, Russian Air Force, and has been the antics that they've been doing against U.S. military personnel throughout the world. And they said, and the general basically said, yes. Well, here we go. Today, well, this was yesterday, another incident happened in the Bering Sea with some of the Russian MiGs and some of the U.S. Air Force's planes. Then that happened yesterday, and also it happened again today. And we'll take a look at that really quickly. And this one comes from Freedom Beacon. Check that out, because and this one says a Russian MiG-31 jet flew within 50 feet of a U.S. surveillance aircraft in Northeast Asia last week. Moscow's latest aerial saber rattling against U.S. ships and its planes. I believe that's going to be because it cut off from there. But check out that article. Tells you everything. We are moving to GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1. And it's a fast pace that we're moving at that. Next article posted, and this came from Sputnik. 2 years too late, Obama to visit Flint amidst the poison water crisis. And when some are calling too late, a little too late, President Obama is planning a visit to Flint, Michigan next week. Next article. Jet designers. The F-35 would have been defeated even during World War II. And this is what I'm telling you, they set this thing up for they're setting this thing up to deceive everyone, but mainly to catch people here unprepared. So as the Senate Arms Services Committee holds hearing on the controversial F-35 program, Radio Sputnik hears from Pierce Spree, one of the designers of, and I can't see the rest of it cut out, the plane, and it says the F-35 would have been defeated even during World War II. This is how you throw a fight, plain and simple. There's nothing more than this is what the whole fight is fixed. And somebody's going to throw the fight. But see, they're going to wait. They are relying on you to cast your bet, which you already have. They're relying on you to root for the home team, which you already are in so many different ways. And they're going to throw the fight. One, they're going to pick the fight to be thrown. So just give you a heads up as to where things are and where we're going. Next article. Former McDonald's CEO predicts a $15 wage will trigger massive layoffs. A former McDonald's CEO predicted on Monday in a column he wrote for Forbes that raising the minimum wage per hour will cost thousands of jobs. So this is the overall direction that they're going. They're talking about putting kiosks in, and this one came from the Daily Mail. They're talking about putting kiosks in McDonald's. Why does McDonald's even have people going still into it? I have. But, hey, people do. Next video that I posted, and this one was from YouTube, and it's called The Hunger Games. Power cuts and shortages spark looting in Venezuela. So this is – I don't know how many of you really saw this, but you need to take a look at it. The YouTube video is there. Quite disturbing. We'll talk about some of that very, very important, and sheesh, never fails. This is where we are. What you're seeing in Venezuela is what will be displayed in multiples of 100 here in the United States. One, because the people here in the United States won't be prepared for it. Two, they won't be mentally, spiritually, or emotionally prepared for it. And this is going to be much more dangerous, and we're going to talk about that today. Also with the 96-hour margin call. Next article. Nope, this was from a YouTube. This comes from Dutch Sense. Really good one. Says, yesterday's date, 4/28/2016, two large magnitude 7 earthquakes, one magnitude 6.9 earthquake strikes the West and East Pacific. Again, a large magnitude 6.9 earthquake has struck in the East Pacific off the west coast of Central America. Once again, the Ring of Fire, and I was saying I wouldn't be surprised in the coming days, coming weeks, if you're not going to see some seismic activity, either naturally or man-made created. They both will serve a purpose, that as one of the former White House celebrity employees said, you never let a good crisis go to waste. And he happens to be destroying Chicago, taking his place in destroying Chicago, like all of the other celebrity figureheads that were there, that were in place to do just that. So they're either by man created seismic activity, or by seismic activity that can be contributed to so many different other things. The magnetosphere, the sun, or just celestial bodies within the overall solar system. The Earth is going to continue to ring like a bell. And also because of the oil displacement that has, the large oil displacements that have taken place over history. So that is one of the articles. That's something that's not an article. That is a YouTube video that everyone needs to be made aware of, especially if you're on the West Coast. Everyone that's on the West Coast, you need to be aware of what's happening and be prepared for a major earthquake at any time. This should be some of your daily routine anyway, because you are in a very seismic zone that is very unstable as we speak. So check out that and be ready for anything. Next, this one comes from the Free Beacon. And in my commentary, I said, laugh out loud. Real black folks have known this for hundreds of years, nothing new to us. And Tom Corbett unleashes on Congress. You're right. America doesn't trust you anymore. And that's the truth. The former senator currently leading a movement for a convention of states unloaded on Congress during a hearing before the Senate committee. No, check this out. Let me tell you something. This is a charade. This is the key to this whole thing. This is going to give them plausible deniability to set up an adverse conditions and environment in this country, and they're going to blame it on the Congress. It's much bigger than this. If you've ever trusted them, if you've ever trusted any politicians, then you it's like the Prince song. You need another lover like you need a hole in your head. This is ridiculous. But they tell you everything. Never have blind faith, because blind faith is the first step to genocide when it comes to the historical evidence and the truth that these governments have been engaging in. And this is no different now, and it's not going to be any different in the future unless you and I and we collectively remove our energy from it. Remove our energy from it. So this is very, very critical. Next article, really good one. I said, you must know and prepare for what is coming and already here. We're going to take a look at this article from Project Chesapeake. Very, very good one. And it's preparing for the challenges ahead. There are two articles that's here that is a must read. So we're going to take a look at that. Then today's call, we're going to take a look at some current events, and we're going to jump into the 96-hour margin call, and then probably we would also finish out with the Book of Enoch. So definitely we'll take a look at that. Now, next article. This is another article that we need to take a look at in this current event thing that's very, very telling. And that is, I said my commentary is dead dollar walking. The UK jumps ahead of Singapore as the second largest offshore RMB, which stands for the Renminbi, clearing center. 40% of all payments made between the UK and China / Hong Kong are exchanged in RMB. Now, I'm not surprised about this because here at Tando Radio Show, approximately a year ago, there was an agreement that Britain would be the clearinghouse and would be the first to establish a bond market for China. And I told you then that they would also be a part of the RMB, the gold-backed RMB clearinghouse. And lo and behold, today it comes out. And this is a very important article. We need to talk about this. And like I said, this means the dollar, the dead dollar walking. That is what this means. So very, very telling. Also, next article. This came out earlier today from the Cerebrally Naive Network, mainstream media network, Cerebrally Naive Network. First on Cerebrally Naive Network, Russia barrel rolls over another U.S. Air Force plane. Now, why are they reporting all of this? Because they're going to make that an incident very soon. And they're laying out the case so that you will believe the magic trick. Key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. So those are some of the articles that we have posted there, that we posted there. Very, very telling. And we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, let me give you some information, some critical, really good information. If you are interested in purchasing some great seasoning for your food, all natural seasoning, and to actually engage in much healthier eating, I had a friend say, hey, you know, what's some of the things that we could do for some of the health concerns that we have? Number one thing is that we need to change the way we eat, sleep, drink. We need to start to eat living food. We need to start to eat sustainable living food. We need to drink living water. And we need to, as Brother Davis talks about on Wise Wednesdays, we need to rechannel our energy so that we can actually regulate our overall harmonic frequency and how we respond and everything around us responds. And that can be done through channeling and developing your harmonic frequency within all realms. The realm of the multifaceted in the multidimensional realms in which we really do live. So if you are interested in getting some of the all natural seasoning that is there on Tando Radio Show that is offered to you by Uncle Fats. This stuff is really good. You can go to getunclefats@gmail.com. They are now shipping that great seasoning, and I would suggest that you have that, and it's all natural ingredients. Excuse me, everyone. I'm losing my voice. So just bear with me, and we'll get through this. Also, if you're interested in taking the precious metals class, you can reach me. And also, if you're interested in taking the preparedness class, you can reach me by texting me at 951-790-8330. Or you can reach me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And this is something that I believe is necessary for us to prepare for what's coming. And if you are interested in establishing a business or you have a business that needs funding, but what we're doing is much different than anyone else. What we're doing is that we want to show you how and get you funded so that you could actually become your own bank and actually engage in some of the financing that's available so that you could prepare, because preparing is very expensive. and it takes a lot of energy so that you can prepare not only to withstand what's going to happen as the dollar continues to pass its rigor mortis and its death and its low frequency of death towards you, you'll be able to respond to it appropriately by seizing on the opportunities that the U.S. dollars will vacant. The space that the U.S. dollar will leave is going to fill a void. Many countries in the world are already claiming space to that void that is going to be expanding. You need to claim your space also. And the way in which you can do that is actually by anchoring yourself and becoming your own bank, by getting the assets and the resources that the new economy based in assets will be leveraged in. And this is what we have the opportunity to present to you. We talked about it yesterday. If you're interested in that, if you want to start your own business, I'll give you some, you know, we'll give you some options that you can do. And if you need funding for yourself to start a business, you need funding for your current business, reach out to me. But this is going to be only reach out if you are going to be looking to actually secure yourself and not to use this as another form of consumer debt. This is strategical opportunities. So if you are interested in that, just reach out to me, 951-790-8330. And if you want to know more information about it, go to Black Talk Radio Network and look at and listen to yesterday's show. Okay? So those are some of the opportunities that we have for you all. And we're going to have a live show today. We need to talk about some of the things today. Hopefully my voice holds up. If it doesn't hold up, then we're going to have to go to the Book of Enoch. But before we do that, I'm going to get through some of the things, and we're going to start at least somewhat of the 96-hour margin call. But there are a couple of things I want to take a look at. One thing I want to take a look at, everyone, please go to that YouTube video of the Hunger Games in Venezuela. But this is the real one. This is what you're going to be seeing here. I couldn't tell if it had any sound, because when I was watching it yesterday, it was in the midst of me doing a couple of other things. Big shout out to the Elliott family, my man Salam Muhammad El Muhammad. Congratulations, my brother. You know, your son is coming to Big D. I'm looking forward to that. Big, much love, much respect to you and the family, and all of our energy is surrounding Zeke. Run, Zeke, run. So looking forward to that myself. But yesterday I was doing some things, and I came across this, and I didn't see if it had audio to it. But one of the things I suggest everyone take a look at this Hunger Games, because this is a part of the 96 hour margin call. So, and you know, RT usually doesn't have sound with some of their things. They'll just have natural sound from the recording itself, no commentary. I'm not quite sure if it had commentary. I'm gonna check that out. So we're getting ready to go into the commercial break. Today is Friday, so this is also a time, if you'd like to talk about anything, you got a question about anything, you have a concern about something that you want to talk about, you can definitely reach us and jump on it and give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, then hit *61, and I will see you and bring you up on cue. No question or comment that you would ever have is not irrelevant. It's very, very important. This is something that, you know, is very endearing, because you may have questions at another time that you may have wished that you had asked, not just to get an answer or a reply from me, but to start the whole thinking process. And then your question should always, anytime that someone calls, and some of you other listeners, if you have some advice or opinions on it, definitely make it known, because this is what we need to do. They taught us to just to sit down and be quiet. They've taught us just to sit down and be mindful and be mannerable, not even really realizing what that really meant, to be quiet, be afraid to talk, be afraid to express what you think, be afraid to express yourself, know your place. You're not supposed to talk. You're only supposed to take orders. That is what they push in all forms. Raise your hand when you want to talk. There's an orderly fashion to talking. You know, I've heard some people, you know, sometimes when we have different guests, sometimes they, you know, people talk over each other and everything else. I really don't, you know, I really don't try to regulate that too much. I think that those individuals need to regulate that themselves, because I just, you know, resonate in a different frequency. People's so-called people, the rules of etiquette, sometimes mine are much different than a lot of people. And I don't take things personally or anything else, because I know who I am and I know what my energy is all about. And I don't require that it be approved on by other people. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Why? Because the great creator made me individually unique. And there is no safety in numbers. It all starts from collectively, the safety of yours starts with you. That's why the great creator made you singular in nature, but to be a part of the collective good. So if you have any questions at any time, give us a call. You agree with some things, you don't agree with some things, you have a question about some things, you have a comment that you would like to make about some things. You know, Fridays is a great, great day to do it. We'd love to hear from you. It's not only just Fridays, it's every day, but this is something that I think is critical for you all. You know, there are some couple of the groups that I'm in, and we talk about some things, and we share some things, and man, the information that we get that gets talked about there is amazing. And I really, really do appreciate it. And it's so important. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Oh, I passed the commercial break, got long-winded. So we're going to go into the commercial break, then we're going to jump into the show when we come back. And if you have any questions or comments at any time during the show, jump in. We'd love to hear from you. Take over the floor. Let your voice be heard and let your thoughts be known. But let your energy lead the way. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Friday, April the 29th, 2016. We have a live show for you today, very excited about that, and at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND, and hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. Will be a great time for you to do that. Now, one of the articles, and don't worry about what I'm going to be talking about, just jump in at any time and we can take the time out to talk to you. And we have a caller that's in queue right now, so let's go to that caller because I don't like to keep callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Brother Jam calling from Lubbock, Texas.
Jam Bone, what's going on? How you feeling, bruh?
Oh, man, they working me like an old mule that's carrying what you call green beans up a mountain. No, not green beans, a coffee, green coffee beans up a mountain. No, I've been like flavor for years, man. Just an old broke down.
I know what logo you're talking about. I know what with the dude with the sombrero. I don't drink coffee, but I've seen that one. I know which one you're talking about. Well, we're going to change that, Brother Jambone, because the energy that you give daily needs to really service you and your legacy and your family first and foremost, because your energy is priceless, brother. Your energy of thought, your energy of being, and your energy of resonating frequency is so important, Jambone. So we're going to change that to where you will be the director, beneficiary, and you will direct that. That's going to be in a direction that serves your purpose. So we're going to definitely change that, Brother Jam. But what's going on, bruh?
I was going to talk about that ordeal that happened last week. With Brother Jam calling from U.S. Was talking about revealing things that happened at 9/11. And
yes.
My theory was that once the U.S. was going to exploit Arabia about what they were going to do, Arabia said, hold on, wait a minute. And I think what U.S. told them to do is, look, either I'll put a freeze on your top of oil, or we're going to expose the stuff that you've done. And, you know, you can say anything you want about us, but, you know, we're going to take it first. But, you know, we're going to exploit everything. They're going to call for something that's going to happen to you. So that's my theory of what happened. So, you know, this
Oh, wait, right there, Jambone, because you're making some points that I don't want people to overhear.
I want them to
really have a clear picture of what you're talking about, because it's very, very important. Okay, so Jambone was saying, because I know Jambone has it in, he's saying that it's his opinion and what from his study and his research that there was a deal that was brokered that the U.S. was telling them to be quiet and get these oil prices down, because this is the concern that they have. And Jambone, so explain why was that so important? Why do you think that is so important? That this because remember that they were in negotiation with the other OPEC nations and the Gulf state nations on trying to freeze oil production throughout the world. But there was one country that threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. But I don't believe it was just one country. I believe it was a consortium of countries that threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. So Jambone, explain to everyone why you think this is so important, why they need to really pay attention to it. Because you're absolutely right. I'm sharing the same thought with you.
Okay. I think it was the week before or during the game, they had like a meeting called like Doha, and they had Iran and Arabia, and there's a few other like oil producing nations, like
the OPEC nations and Russia.
Okay. And they said, well, they can come to an agreement to slow down on producing oil, and they were considering for Iran to be one of the main candidates, to stop what they're doing or keep from like producing so much for oil, because that was going to put a what you want to call a cork into their currency cost what they're making. But a long story short, when they found out that Iran wasn't going to sign any kind of agreement, and all they done was to send a person just to look over everything and talk to some other countries to do some other deals for trade, they said, whoa, wait a minute. So since Iran is not going to agree to terms, what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to come up with some other method. And they looked at everything, and they came to a conclusion that Arabia would be the main one, since they was the main ones that was oversupplying oil. So they, if Iran and Arabia, if they would have went on ahead this, I guess you could say at this time spring, it would have like made like the petrodollar just sink like Titanic ship. You know, right now, that I haven't found anything that was stating how much oil that Iran's going through or what they're getting ready to do, because I know that the U.S. still trying to put a foot on their neck with the sanctions. There's a lot of guys that trying to get the votes and so forth and saying that, oh, we got to keep the sanctions on Iran because they're producing masses of nuclear weapons and everything. Yeah, that's not really true right now. Right now, that there's a lot of things going on across seas. Like I suppose today, that what's going on south sea of China, that there's a guy named General Wu. He said that what the U.S. is doing, they're the ones that instigating everything, bringing their ships over, running all their practice runs and everything, and all they try to do is, protect their assets and, they say everything.
Hey, Jambo, hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jambo, because there's some things that is so important that you're making a point on that I want you to elaborate on. Now, the deal, they came to the conference and they wanted to have an agreement on the slowing down of oil production globally, and all that they wanted to bring all of the nations in. But now you got to look at what purpose does this serve that they're not speaking about? Who would want to slow down the overall production of oil would be the country that benefits the most from the slowing of oil, and that would be the petrodollar. See, and what Jambone is saying, the key thing, what they didn't tell you, the reason why Iran said no way in the world, we're not going to be part of that, which we already knew. You knew that Iran wasn't going to do it, and we knew Iran wasn't going to do it, because this is what happened. Iran is selling their oil, and they're making deals that are not including the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. needed to stop that in a indirect way. So Iran has made deals with Russia, with Russia, with China, with India. They made deals with Europe. In Europe, they did it with France. They did it with Switzerland. They did it with them. We post so many deals, and I post these deals inside of Tando for you to see how the dollar is losing its position. and what that really means. So what actually was happening, Saudi Arabia was doing the bidding of the United States, trying to get this oil production slowed down for multifaceted reasons. One, because the U.S. was telling them to do it. Two, because Saudi Arabia is out of oil. They're out of oil. And what does that mean? If they're out of oil, then there is no oil to challenge the new dollar killing oil sales. So all of the rest of the world is going to have to do what? Get oil from who? A country that does not accept the U.S. dollar as part of this trade. What does that mean? That means your standard of living, ladies and gentlemen, changes dramatically overnight, forever.
And also, forever. I posted another article about this prince, and he was talking about changing some things about the economy over there in Arabia and everything, talking about producing some other things from this oil. And it just changed my mind. It says, yep, it got to be true. You know, it's not a conspiracy theory. Because U.S. Media, Arabia media, saying that they're not. Oh, it's just propaganda or whatever. But then you read this other article, and it came actually from, I think it was CNN or one of the regular U.S. media that's real popular, and it was explaining like this prince is actually talking about changing the economy. So why would he want to change the economy of this great nation that's making all this money from oil? It has to be a reason. And the only one I can think of is that he knows that they're about to run out of oil, or they get very low on the oil, and they want to keep their fresh commodity, what little that they have, and other fresh like precious metals.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true, Jim, because what's happening, and I'm in full agreement with Jambone, what's happening is that they wanted to look at other ways to drive the Saudi Arabian economy. Why? Because the one of former, they weren't saying this 10 years ago. They weren't saying this 15 years ago. They weren't even telling anything. They want to diversify Saudi Arabia's economy. Why? Because they no longer can put out the oil that the demand that the global economies need now, especially with China becoming more industrialized. They can't keep up. So what does that mean for the U.S. dollar? It means, oh, shoot, party is over. Party is over. And this has a direct reflection on your standard of living. But go ahead, Jambo, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay. And also, I found another article, and that regular everyday media has put out, that the IMF has welcomed China. And there's a few other things they got to determine and get some things going. But, what I'm looking at is that they're waiting for China to overall break down their goal in small bars so they can have, more of what you call tangible precious commodities, where they can actually say that, yeah, we do have the currency worth its worth. So when other countries come to, we need to borrow something or we need to sell something, they have it. There's one popular hotel company, I can't think of the name of it, but they recently sold their chain to China. It was one of the largest ones in the United States. And the other thing I can determine is either they were going bankrupt or that China became and offered a great deal to this refused. But I posted another thing was about all the stuff that they were doing around the world and all the deals they were making, talking about loaning more money and so forth.
Yeah, that was what you're talking about. There's been a lot of companies that have been forced out of business or have been driven out of business, and China has come in to swoop up those businesses to serve their overall beneficial need. One is Tyson Chicken is one. But see, this is what we're going to be doing ourselves within our financing opportunities, is that we're going to position ourselves accordingly. So at the appropriate time when they do finally start to have the fire sale of the United States, we'll be able to purchase. We will have, when there's blood on the streets and everybody's selling for pennies on the dollars, you will have the dollars in order to multiply your pennies purchases. And this is right now, we are in accumulation phase, and you need to be in that accumulation phase. You should not be in the consumption phase right now. You need to be in the accumulation phase, because there is going to be a wealth transfer that is going to happen, and it is going to be the receivership and the fire sale of the United States, which is ongoing as we speak right now. And this is what Jambo is pointing out to everyone in the importance of it. So go ahead, Jambo. Sorry, but go ahead, Jambo.
Okay. I was going to ask about, you heard anything about what Turkey has done to United States cotton commodity?
What Turkey has done to U.S.'s cotton commodities?
Yes, sir.
No, I didn't hear anything about that. No.
Well, I think it happened about 3 years ago, but I've been like listening all week, and a lot of the farmers and other dealing with United States agriculture and everything, they've been complaining about it a lot, because more deals went underway where they're just dumping a whole bunch of U.S. commodities, and cotton is like one of the main ones. And they're like, mm-hmm. So what they're looking at is for China to buy a bunch of cotton. And over here in West Texas, they were talking about other deals and so forth, with Cuba, what they could trade and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And China like came out of the blue and said, well, how can we make deals with China? And they were trying to look at cost of per bale to trade with China, but China right now is saying no way, they're happy with what they have currently. And I was going to see what your thoughts about it, and also the big, huge fear, what they're talking about swooping in on Houston on.
Swooping in on what, Jambo?
Houston, Texas, I'm sorry.
Okay, now. But let me tell you, Texas is definitely in the crosshairs for a lot of reasons on multiple sides. And I believe that Texas is going to be given a sweetheart's deal. But Texas is going to be given a sweetheart's deal by way of a rough road. Texas will be targeted weather-wise for many a reasons, to destabilize its economy, and is already under economic attacks by the plunge in the price of oil. They're pushing out all of those West Texas oil companies to where they can no longer make profit, because they've already went into business and entered business at a certain debt ratio that they no longer can service. So what are they going to have to do? Sell their business. This is how you drive people out of business, is you strategically do it. And this is what's going to happen. And they're doing that. And I believe, you want to know where I really see this is coming from as the drive out of business? None other than the BRIC nations. This is an asymmetrical attack on the United States. This is an asymmetrical attack economically on the United States. Why? Because now, you drive the price of the oil down. It drives those businesses out of business. They get taken over by unknown foreign investors. Who do you think those unknown foreign investors are? In my opinion, a lot of them are going to be the U.S. that's handing over some collateral for the default on the loans that they've had to China. They're not going to just come out and tell you this, that this is what it is. It's a process to this whole thing. And at some point, at some time, they're going to stop giving up collateral, and they're going to be saying, you know what, we're not going to give up anymore. Now we're going to fight. And they're going to fight from a position of disadvantage and get their hat handed to them in GNW, Global Nuclear War One. That's what I'm really seeing, that this is all are part of the demise and the destruction of the economy and also the fracturing of the U.S. But I do believe that Texas will be given a sweetheart deal by certain countries. And part of that sweetheart deal is going to be for Texas to go it to secede from the United States. And I believe that Texas has already moved in those directions to do just that by them repatriating their gold from the Federal Reserve. Every country that repatriates their gold from the Federal Reserve does it for a reason. And from the U.S. is because they want to get it disaligned their relationship. They want to sever their relationship with the U.S. and the banking cartel cabal within the U.S. This is huge, people. And Texas has already said this, but they didn't come out and tell you, you know, straightforward what they're doing. You have to learn to read between the lines and respond to it accordingly. So, yeah, Jambone, that's what I see. And Houston is a key portion of that because of the overall commodities and the overall economic energy that Houston commands. So, yes, I firmly see that this is all a part of the overall economic demise, because Texas itself can succeed from the U.S. and do well as its own individual country because of what it has economically going for it.
Oh, I got one other comment. What do you think about, I think I probably talked to you about it a while back, and I've shared ideas many times, and I had a lot of people laughing, and since they had a huge flood in Houston recently, and, you know, all my life I've known about Houston. Houston always had had a problem of flooding, and there's many yeah. other cities that had a problem of flooding, too, especially in the lower states. And, you know, like Lubbock, Texas, or Odessa, Texas, they have like reservoirs where they keep holding water, but Houston has too. But long story short, I was thinking, you know, underground water storages, and also these tank batteries, like they use in oil field. They got some huge mega tank batteries. And, you know, some people may say that's costly, but if you think about all the farmers and all the, like, anybody that's producing and so forth in agriculture, you know, if they kind of, like, take their extra dollars that, you know, spending on insurance and just put into the water system, and, like, there's some technology out there that actually treats the water, and that, there's certain things that's natural that will, like, treat the water where everything will float to the bottom, all the harsh contaminants and so forth, and you can, like, take the fresh water and, you know, stuff like, have, like, pipeline.
And harvest it.
Yeah, yes, and transfer this water, this fresh water, to other parts of the dry areas of the state, especially the farmers that need it.
Well,
and which right. probably you can use for hydroponic and put it off in, like, not greenhouses, non-used structures in cities and so forth, stuff just building rotten. You can turn it to Middle East greenhouse facilities or somewhere. The idea to produce massive food and help out the agriculture tech, and also we can probably sell it not only to other states that have a problem, but also other nations too, like China, that needs food. Well, that'd be use food as a commodity, and also the natural, keep GMO out, and use this idea for, you know, for producing masses of natural food.
Well, you know what? I got to ask you, Jambone, are you really, did you used to work with Gaddafi? That's, and I say that for one of the things that a lot of people, you know, especially here at Tando, we've introduced what they really wanted to get rid of Gaddafi for, was because he wanted to bring the gold dinar to Africa and to actually have real resources and to have the people control the energy of those resources, the people that produced it, and that they would benefit from it and to get off of a currency system and get on a resource system. Well, one of the other things that they don't tell you about Gaddafi is that he brought water to the desert. He had actually one of the largest and most amazing water aqueducts and aquifers built underneath the ground in Libya. And this was so elaborate. This was so advanced. He should have been given the Nobel Peace Prize for it. And it should have been the blueprint for every single country in the world to actually develop modern techniques for collecting and bringing fresh water to the people. But what did that do? That disturbed the evil empire. Let me tell you, they use energy to control nations and they use resources to control the people. And they said, this dude needs to go. And so, yes, are there capability, even with the fracking, all the fracking that's done down in Houston and all of that area, all of that area should be actually equalized back into the eco economy so that it could actually be a part of the sustainability of everyone. Because one of the things that we're going to have to get rid of in the future is that we're going to have to get rid of property ownership and have collective resolvement. And that's what you're talking about, Jambone. And believe me, the evil empire does not want that to happen, because then there is no need for a king any longer. And there's no need for a ruler. There's no, if you ever look at the word government, look at what it means. It means to rule. So no, Jambone, that is so true. And, you know, talk about selling to China and everything else. Well, that's some of the things that China is doing and some of the other countries are doing. They're strategically, they so-called are buying, but what they're not really, they're not buying anything. They're seizing assets in the United States. They may put only $1,000 down for something that's worth $100 million. And what are they putting down? Worthless pieces of paper. Here, take your junk back. Now give us this asset. So, yeah, Jambone, you're spot on so much, man. So before we get out of here, because we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, anything else you wanted to say before we get out of here, go to a commercial break?
Oh, that's it. What I'll do is I'll give it to you probably this weekend and share some crazy info I found already.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Looking forward to it. Much love, much respect. Thank you, Jambone. All right, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Great, great points that Jambone has made. And that is telling you where we are, where things are going, and what some of the things that you need to be really thinking about and how those all have meaning. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, there's a couple of articles we need to look at. This is the evidence, and this is some of the validation of what's going on. Now you need to, there's some things that you need to do. You need to respond appropriately to it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Most of the world's contributions have come from a Black man or Black woman. Right now is the perfect time to showcase our talents all over the planet. We are BIB Blacks in Business. Search for us on Facebook by typing in We Are BIB Blacks in Business and the name of your state or country. Join us for our new radio program every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. We are BIB Blacks in Business.
I love that part, CC. Black Talk Radio.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and just want to thank my man, Jambone. Great, great points. You know, before we get into today's show, Jambone was making some really good key points in that they wanted to slow the overall movement of oil around the world. Why? Because they want to slow the progressive movement away from the petrodollar. And Iran is saying, nope, 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 we're not slowing down anything. We're moving forward and going even further. And the rest of the world is buying their oil and not using the dollar with it. And this is why you're going to continue to see it's unsustainable. There is no response economically that the U.S. can have to that. It's just like if you establish a business and you establish your lifestyle based off of the revenues of that business, and you've just established your whole standard of living, your whole quality of life off of that business bringing in set amount of currency. Well, when that currency no longer comes in and no longer that energy is transferred to you, and it starts to only come in at a third to where it doesn't come in anymore, it doesn't matter what you were making before. It only matters what did you save from what you made, because you're not making it anymore. And how many of us here are prodigious savers? How many of us have been taught to save? And if we have been taught to save, what have we been taught to save in? Something that leaks. Something that doesn't hold water. Something that doesn't hold an asset and is known as cash. So this is where we are. And that's a great point. And this is how you're seeing the asymmetrical warfare economically being waged, and the U.S. is losing it. And they all left away from there. And Russia acted like they wanted to broker a deal. No, they didn't. They gained from the overall dollar demise, because that makes deals, that makes the opportunity and the room for them to come in and to seize on the deals that the U.S. are now has lost. They filled that void. This is so critical. So great, great call. Great, great points. Truly, truly appreciate that, because it gives us another perspective in to look at some of the things. So now there's one of the articles that I definitely want to take a look at. And really quickly, it's two articles, the economic collapse, logistics for the government, and also all depressions are not created equal. And this comes from projectchesapeake.wordpress.com. I posted it there in Tando. Check it out. It's very, very important. And there's some things that you really need to know and think about. Here it is. Here's the article. When a national currency collapses, the government goes into survival mode and does what is necessary to ensure its continuance and existence. This is called the continuity of government. That was just me saying that. That's what they're talking about there. The state powers become all important and citizens become expendable. The state existence of its own fulfillment. The state exists for its own fulfillment. When a monetary system collapses along with the banks, the government will still need a way to pay government employees to ensure they continue to enforce the government's will. If at all government employees suddenly decide to stay home, the few officials that remain at their desk would be ordering 3 million people around with no way to enforce their orders. To maintain control of the population, it is necessary for the government minions to continue to do their job of enforcement. This means the government would need to, this means the government would need the means to continue to fulfill the needs of government employees to ensure the compliance and obedience. As long as people get the things that they need to survive day to day, they will continue to do as ordered to continue that supply. The government will need to ensure that a payment system and banking system will remain functioning after a collapse. The banking system may not look like the current one, but something would have to take its place. Once the currency has failed, it would be necessary for the government to issue new currency. Let's stop right there. Just talked about this with our trading group. What is the U.S. about to engage in? It's engaging in debasing of its coins, taking nickel out of nickel, taking pennies out of the market. They've already taken silver out of the dimes and the quarters. They've already taken silver out of its coins. Pretty soon you are going to see plastic coins. And they're going to give you all kind of elaborate things for, and you're going to buy it because we know nothing about economic measures and means, because we are not taught to think, we're told to obey. Then they are changing the currency. We're putting Harriet Tubman and Dr. King on it. And I was talking to our group earlier today. This is a slap in Harriet Tubman's face because they are actually mocking Harriet Tubman, because she was able to free people. And then what they're going to do, they're going to take her image and defile it by enslaving people even more. And some of you thought that that was a great accomplishment that this U.S. government was doing, that they're finally putting somebody black on their paper. Are you out of your mind? The instrument of debt, the very thing that they enslave people with? We call that an achievement, and we're proud of this, and we think that there's something noble and something honorable about this, and they're putting Harriet Tubman, the one that established the routes to freedom, the fight for freedom, the individual that told people to get up and move to freedom, and they're going to tell you to sit back and be enslaved by our cash. And just to appease you, we're going to put some black woman's face on it while they're laughing at you. Then they're going to put Dr. King on another one. The one that says why I oppose the war, why I oppose the messianic direction of this arrogant government against people by impoverishing them, by funding wars that do nothing but depopulate and kill. And they're going to put, we think that this is something that is honorable. If you did think that, maybe you need to change the way that you think and start looking at it from a standpoint of the truth. The truth of the matter is that the U.S. dollar is an instrument of enslavement. So, They're going to, in the audience talking about changing new currencies. They're already going to do that. What does that mean? That they're doing that for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is because the dollar that you're having is going to be debased and is going to lose a significant portion of its purchasing power. And I wouldn't be surprised if that loss of purchasing power is going to be 45 to 65% of where it is right now. What does that mean for you? That means everything that you have $1 with right now that you purchase, everything is going to increase by 45 to 65% in dollar denomination. The purchasing power of the dollar is going to lose. So now, if you had $100, you now only have the purchasing power of $45. And ever since the dollar has been instituted since 1913 under its current Federal Reserve Act, it has lost over 95% of its purchasing power. And they debased it in so many ways. They've actually started to make cheaper goods because your dollar cheaply only can get the cheaper items. You no longer could have steel in cars because your dollar only has the purchasing power of aluminum. You no longer could have wood furniture. You gotta have not even fake wood anymore. You no longer can have a house that is built to withstand anything. Only thing you have now is sheetrock. Is because that's what your purchasing power commands now. It's not that the price of anything is going up. It's the value of the dollar is going down and you're getting cheaper goods. You can't have beer. Excuse me. You can't have champagne. You can't even afford beer. You need to take this pot liquor. So this is what this means. So I want to go back to the article. So now, it says, I lost my place. Hold on one second. Okay, now it says, okay, pick it up from here. Okay. The government would need to ensure that the payment system of the bankings would remain functioning after the collapse. The banking system may no longer look like the current one, but something would have to change in its place. Once the currency has failed, it would be necessary for the government to issue new currency, which they're doing right now. It may not be accepted by the majority, but it is only necessary for it to be accepted by its government minions. This will allow the government to remain in control. If the government employees knew, they would still be able to get food, clothes, gas, and other items they need when the normal citizens can't. They will be inclined to stay on the job and do the government's bidding in order to maintain the standard of living. This would be necessary in controlling the mechanism in the events of a collapse. Once the banking collapsed along with the currency, the Fed, Federal Reserve, could take over any bank branch necessary under the control of the Feds and issue new currencies through them. They may be some part of a physical currency, or it could be digital. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be digital. It's already digital. It's going to be digitally chipped in your cards, digitally chipped in your hand, digitally chipped in whatever, but it's going to be a digital currency. They're going to tell you Bitcoin is the way to go, Litecoin is the way to go. All these other exotic digital currencies are going to be the way to go because they could cut the lights out on those digital currencies at any time. This is the key to anything. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. And you can't own nor hold digital currency. It is made up of algorithms within a matrix of deception, of electrical impulses that are being controlled by someone else. Digital currency is even a more elaborate way to move towards enslaving of the people. because you can take away from them that from them immediately. The one thing about physical currency, the one attribute or intrinsic thing that that has, it still remains some form of purchasing power, and it declines at a much slower rate than it does digitally. Why? Because there is another market that the physical cash can go into. It's called cash and carry. You can't do that with digital. They're tricking you once again. That Bitcoin thing, that's not anything new. The lie that they told you about how Bitcoins was created, it was just that. It was created by the very institution that for the purpose that it serves. They lied and told you that it was some Japanese man out of a gaming industry. No, that's the lie. It's digitally created. Bitcoin has been around since the 1800s. Nothing new. And it gives them even more power. This is why they seized it from the companies and start killing off some of the executives in the country, in that company. So, goes on. Either way, the government will have control over who gets any in the beginning. The government would likely confiscate any resources that it needs to fulfill the government's stores for the purpose of supplying government employees. They've already assigned those executive orders, which would be illegal in themselves, but they did it under what? The national security. They're going to bring you to terror in order to steal what it is that you have. So, goes on. Those with special skills that are needed to continue the supply functions will fall under the control of the government agencies and be subject to internment if they fail to do their jobs. One government has control of the critical infrastructure. Once the government has control of the critical infrastructure, they can let the remainder of the country fight among themselves and do the government's job for them. This is what we've been talking about so long. We've been talking about how your neighbor is going to be your threat. It's a force multiplier for the government. We've been talking about that from the very beginning of Tando. This article just came out. So now it goes on to say, the few who remain after the few weeks of the easy prey for the government, I don't claim that this will happen. That's what they said, but this is the scenario that I believe is definitely going to happen. They're testing it. They're having it run. They're doing their data mining. They did it roughly, 21 years ago, 25 years ago today at the riots of LA on April the 29th in 91. And they're doing it right now, actively doing it as we speak right now, all over the world. Venezuela, Greece, they did Cyprus, throughout the Eurozone, and within Italy, in so many places. So now, continue. I don't claim that this will happen. This is one possibility. In the event of a total banking collapse, those in power will do whatever they need to do, they must, to stay in power. This is borne out in history. This is not meant to scare you, but to make you think about the possibilities of this event and planning accordingly, such should the worst happen. Let me move this down. Should the government confiscate resources after a collapse, you will need to be two steps ahead of them and the general population in order to get through the event. I would say you need to be many steps ahead of them. Okay, so it goes on and it continues. Many feel a collapse of any kind is impossible in the mighty USA, but Times have changed, and anyone that fails to heed the warnings will pay dearly. When the events unfold, they will find it too late to get the supplies they need. People buying many types of insurance just in case. They save for retirement just to make sure, but they ignore economic warnings that make those things useless. And let me tell you right now, your insurance is useless. Your retirement funds are useless. Your bank accounts leaving cash as form of savings is useless. The assets that you have right now, if you do not prepare in order to keep them, will be given to someone else that has prepared, because you won't be able to maintain or afford to keep them. And if you didn't prepare, you won't be able to garnish or acquire the necessary assets in the future. And this is where it will make you vulnerable to going on to the internment camps, the concentration camps, whatever camps they want to generate the energy in order to fulfill their obligations that they are going to be mandated by after they get their butt kicked in war. And they have no way to defend themselves. And believe me, if you thought the sweatshops of China were bad, you thought the sweatshops of all other places, the stealing of people, the harvesting of organs, the sex slave transferring and kidnappings and all, if you think that is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. The prize right now is to grab the U.S. and everyone that's in it. And you got car insurance, home insurance, life insurance, all of that stuff has its place. But in the future, it is meaningless. It's not about insurance. It's about assurances. What assurances do you have? Not insurance. Because insurance is based off of a piece of paper. All of your insurance is going to default in itself. That's why they don't insure death in wars. Because they know that they have them periodically, and it's a part of the overall purging in the cleansing process to maintain control over people. So it goes on to say, they save for retirement just to be sure. We hit that one up. The government helps people when it's convenient for them. The government also shows it is willing and able to take from the people when it suits them. And the government is big enough to give you anything you want. It is also big enough to take everything you have, and they will eventually. That is only true if you give into that energy. They can't take from you what you refuse to surrender and refuse to participate. If you continue to participate in their economy, then you will play by their rules and they will rule. Continue to play by their rules and they will rule. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, there is another something else that we need to talk about, and there's another article that you need to really sink in and say, what is it that I need to do? Let me tell you something. Every person, just like I told in our trading, you need to really start working right now like you've never worked before for yourself. Whatever excuse that your low self-esteem or your subconscious will come up, suppress, evict, and get rid of that. Because that is going to be that energy and that low frequency that leads to your own demise. They can only do to you what you accept. When are we going to accept something different? And I would say you are, and you're ready. So let's go. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we will finish today's show at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. We'll see you in queue and bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., that happens to be in Dallas, in FEMA region number 6. We just want to thank you all for listening today, and now I want to get back to the show. Now, there's another article, very important article. There's a couple important articles on Tando that I wanted you to definitely take a look at. And whoops, let me go back to, and they're very, very important that for us to see what they are. So there's an article that is that I want you to take a look at with you all, and I posted in that article the commentary for that article. Excuse me, losing my voice. Dead dollar walking, and you could see the word, it says SWIFT, that's there. Okay, now check out that article. Open that article up. Oh, I made a mistake. One sec. You want to open that article up, and when you do, we need to take a look at some very important things here. One of the things is that I'm always going to give you a lot of the global news that mainstream media won't give you because they don't want you prepared for anything. They don't want you prepared for anything at all. They want you subject to everything. And this is what we need to change. So now, on that article, it says UK jumps ahead of Singapore as the second largest offshore RMB clearinghouse. And the RMB stands for the renminbi, which is the currency of China. And it stands for the people's money of China, I believe is what it stands for. But it's not known, the slang for it is known as the yuan, but the real name of it is the renminbi. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't even call the renminbi. It's actually the renminbi that was backed by gold. Okay, so now, here it is. Here's this article and the significance of it. And this was posted today. And it came from from SWIFT, okay? Here it is. 40% of all payments made between the UK and China / Hong Kong are exchanged in RMBs, renminbis. This came from Brussels yesterday, 28 April 2016. According to SWIFT, the latest RMB ticker tracker, the United Kingdom renminbi payment value increased by 21% between March of 2014 and March of 2016, positioning the United Kingdom as the first offshore RMB clearing center after Hong Kong and Singapore overtook the UK in February of 2014. But the trend started to reverse as of January 2016. Hong Kong still remains the largest offshore RMB center, processing about 72.5% of all RMB payments, followed by the United Kingdom with a share of 6.3% and Singapore with 4.6%. Swiss data also shows that the 40% of all of the payments made between the United Kingdom and China / Hong Kong are exchanged in RMB. The Chinese currency is by far the most used in this corridor. And I'm going to stop right there. You might as well say it's going to be the most used in the world. That corridor that they're talking about is no longer the Asian corridor, but it's going to be the global corridor. Very significant there, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Followed by the Hong Kong dollar, 24%, and the British pound, 12%. Since the Chinese constructed bank, London's branch became a clearing bank in the United Kingdom in June of 2014. Remember when I told you that everything was already set up a while ago? And these were the clues that we should have been paying attention to, but many didn't. And because they didn't do it, they have no idea what's coming around the corner. And here it comes. I'll tell you why this is so significant. There has been a steady growth of renminbi payments between the United Kingdom and China / Hong Kong, says Stephen Grigdale, Managing Director of the UK, Ireland, Nordic at SWIFT. Offshore RMB's clearing centers are driving greater uses of the currency in global trade, and the countries such as the United Kingdom are reaping the benefits. He goes on. In March of 2016, the renminbi remained stable in its position as the fifth most active currency on the global payment by volume with a share of 1.88%, a slight increase from 1.74% in February of 2016. Overall, the RMB payment increased by 18.46% compared to February 2016. In general, all payments currencies increased by 10.67%. Now, all of the increases, that means that is coming from somewhere else. Where do you think the increase in the renminbi trade is coming from, and who is losing that position? I'm going to give you a clue. You. United States, you. It goes on. The UK jumped ahead of Singapore as the second largest offshore renminbi clearinghouse. It gives the different charts and everything. Let me talk, and this is it. That is the article. Okay, now, why is this article so critical? Let me tell you why this article is critical. Not only does it say that the whole world is moving towards the renminbi, it's saying that the United Kingdom will not be able to be an ally of the United States any longer. Do you remember what China said when they started to set the price of gold? They said no one will be able to trade in the new Chinese currency, and the new Chinese currency is going to be the one that's backed by gold. They won't be able to trade in or out of the renminbi, the new gold renminbi, using the U.S. dollar. they've excluded and said there's one person that can't come to this party. There's one currency that is not accepted. There's one currency that is being sanctioned. Do you see what's going on? What has the United States been doing to countries for so many years? They've been embargoing them. They've been sanctioning them. And now China has sanctioned the U.S. And guess who's on board with it? Britain and all of the other nations of the world. Even SWIFT itself is. China has put out the world. We have now just sanctioned the world from using the dollar. This is major. This is a threat to you because you're the target. We've got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller real quickly. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, Brother Dave? Smell.
What's up, Brother Mel? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good. I'm good. Trying to hold on to my voice.
Yeah, I know, boy. You be at it constantly. But
man, much work that we need to do. Much, much work. But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, brother.
Now, it's becoming so apparent every day. But I wanted to just real quickly speak on two topics. The PSYOPs. The PSYOPs.
Yeah.
You know, they running on people of the, you know, just period.
Yeah, you're right, man.
With the homosexuality in our, you know, in our community, mm-hmm. targeting us with the, I mean, it's just so much. But the Harriet Tubman thing is a hell of a psyop because I ran
yeah,
because I ran it through my mind and I'm like, man. They, why her? You know, and then when you started talking about it, I was like, it really hit me home. Like, damn, why her though? Why her? Right? So mm-hmm. I'm like, well, they want to make the bravest soul. They going to slap her face on it right as it crumbles, right as it's defaulted now, put her on. That's
mm-hmm.
a psyop because it's going to tell everybody once that fall, they going to see her face on it. It's going to fall before that, but. Anyway, that's
right.
The psyops they run on us, man. Is they truly, truly are masters of their craft, yo. That evilness is you can't compare. But the second thing I wanted to ask you about was why don't we ever hear about Taiwan anymore?
Yeah, good question. Good question. Now,
I mean, I have some commentary, but you know that was a loaded question.
Yeah, well, Taiwan realizes that Taiwan is not going to be funded and backed by the U.S. anymore, so Taiwan has all of a sudden came up with a new change of heart. Taiwan realizes that, we better make peace with China. Taiwan was one of the last countries, along with Japan, that tried to join being one of the founders of the AIIB, the Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank. Listen to that word, Asian Investment Infrastructure Bank. Why? Because there's going to be a lot of stuff that gets tore up and they're going to rebuild the infrastructure of it all. They're telling you that a war is going to take place and they are going to actually fund the rebuild through the AIIB. And Taiwan and Japan made a pitch at the last minute to be the last founding countries of the AIIB. And when they did that, they became immediately the enemies of the United States.
Well, one thing that really went under the radar that nobody really talked about was Japan jumped on maybe a couple of months ago with the China Pay system, and nobody
mm-hmm.
really spoke about that. And that showed everybody the world they buckled and that they on them. And Obama threw Taiwan a couple of billion, like, you know, man, we gonna weaponize y'all, man, we gonna hook y'all up, trust me. And just hang with us because you strategically play. This is just my mind messing with me, I guess, man. But
that's exactly it. And it's strategically placed to destabilize China.
Right.
It's all about destabilization. It's all about destabilization. But see, China now is controls so much time and space that the little island of Taiwan and the little island of Japan and the Korea situation no longer destabilizes them. They're global. You've been focusing on Taiwan. We've been focusing on all the waters around Taiwan. So by you trying to merely have a position, we've just surrounded you. Guess what? The Philippines decided, uh-oh, maybe we need to play ball with China. The Philippines was all ready to go to war to actually do the bidding of the U.S. to go to war with China. Then they realized something. Uh-oh. They broke and they can't fight them. Maybe we need to rethink our position. So you're absolutely right, man. And that is a major, major positional pull. Major, major positional pull. Major. So yeah, that's a great, great point. In Taiwan and South Korea and, you know, play a very pivotal role in this whole thing. The Koreas will be unified. Let me show you how sick all of this is. think about Germany. What happened when Germany, with the war? There was a fracturing. The Russians took one side. They took East Berlin, and then there was West Berlin. And then ultimately what happened? The wall came down, didn't it? And the whole world said, oh, the United States is so great. They defeated the U.S. The Berlin Wall is down now. Let me ask you something. There's a wall in Korea. It's called South Korea and North Korea. Guess who's going to bring that wall down? China's going to bring that wall down and unify that country. And they're going to say what? Because we destroyed the U.S. in order to do it. Oh, do y'all see how history repeats itself? They're so blatant in everything that they do that they tell you what's going to happen next. But it's on us to get out of the state of ennui that we insist on being in. Yes, they propel it on us, but a lot of people, not a lot of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, but that energy around you insist on being docile, controlled, manipulated, and bonded into enslavement. So this is you're going to see all of this. They're going to break down. There's going to be a new wall, a new Berlin Wall that's going to break down. It's going to be known as the North and South Korea. And they're going to have all kinds of parties and how wonderful China was in breaking this down. And they destroyed the great evil empire of the United States, who was really instigating this. This is all going to be a part of the purge that I've been talking about. They're just replaying it. Just repositioning themselves. So, yeah, Mel, that is a very critical, critical, critical point. All of the U.S. allies are going bye-bye. And we just read this article from Swift. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Well, no. And then even thinking about my wife showed me an article on Tando today about basically messing ourselves out of employment, right to the unemployment with the robot.
Oh, yeah. That was, man, that was one article. Thank your wife for me, man. That's just is true. That was one article I really meant to bring about because it talked about the malinvestment, in the malincentive, which is so true. That article is critical. In the interest of time, we don't have time to check it out, but I posted this the other day, and this is something, and it's from Peak Prosperity, Automating Ourselves to Unemployment.
Yeah.
A lot of you, A lot of you read that, man. That is one that we really need to, because we have to ensure that we do not fall for the malinvestment of things. We are going to have to reclaim our overall intrinsic value in our lives, and that needs to be done by our executing our free will, because they're going to automize, and no longer will you have a free will, or make you think that you won't, and then you will surrender it. And we are doing this every day in the digital world in which we give in. We allow we allow a computer to think for us to where it's called smart, and then that means a smartphone for dumb people. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. It's the thing like, you know, when you talk to your best friend and you say, man, I really like this girl. I want to ask her for the dance. And he'll give you advice and you'll write the note and you'll give the yes or no checkbox, and you will have to walk up and have the butterfly, and you will be so nervous, and you hand her that note, and then you just wait on the response, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me take it another step further.
No, that's a great analogy. That is a great analogy, brother.
Let me finish. I know we about to cut off, but
no, go ahead. You good?
I'm you know, out in the yard or something. I'm doing something. I'm somewhere. I'm in my room or something. And my mother called me. She called me loud. Yes, mama. Yes, mommy. Hand me that, or change the channel to 53. But now she got a remote. And if you lose your remote, oh, God, you're going to look for that remote. You're going to spend more energy when you could have prepared yourself. You could have done so many things with that energy. But you're looking for your remote. You're looking for your phone. Let your phone go dead. That's automizing us. We are already programmed, man. And that kinetic energy of coming running in the house to change your mommy's channel for her or something like that's energy.
Woo!
And, you know, I had to do that.
Yo, mind blown. Yo, that is so true, Mel. And I'm glad you brought it that way, because that is really what's happening, man. We are destroying our energy by allowing something else to think for us and something else to serve. Do you know what that really is? They are really triggering the slave mentality in you. Nobody wants to be a slave. Everybody wants to have one. And people that want to have a slave will kill for one. Thinks that they are entitled to one. There's a self-entitlement. They think that they should have dominion over living things, that they should control and have them do the bidding and the work that they don't want to do. They make something else do. Man, Mel, that was... I'm going to be thinking on that for a while. Why'd you do that to me, man? I was hoping to just to chill and just, but I'm going to be thinking on that. I'm just playing, man. That is such a great, you know, way of putting it, man, because it's so true. We are wasting our energy by doing frivolous things instead of channeling that energy for the overall legacy building that we should be engaging in.
Yes, sir.
Wow, brother. Wow. That was phenomenal, man. So the automation to enslavement. Wow. Phenomenal, man. So, but, Mel, what, cause you know, we all grew up in a different environment. Yes, our environment had some controlling factors to it, but I think what happens is that there's a progression as more people get on the planet, that the threat to the overall establishment becomes greater, because the more people that's on the planet, the harder it is to control people. The more institutions you need to working together to actually control people.
Well, that's why they're ramping it up. They're in fever mode now, because that's why they're ramping it up. It's serious right now.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing, and why it's changing its overall appearance. They're becoming blatant in everything. They're becoming extremely blatant. They've already got the internment camps already put together. They already got all of the monitoring. The whole, listen, you think about it. Your block is an internment camp right now. Go outside of your house and go to the next light, depending, especially if you're in any major city or any sizable metropolitan area. The prison guards are already watching you through the cameras at the intersection. And they're just going to continue to put those in the cell phone towers. The repeaters are nothing more than monitoring devices of you. They're putting all the cameras up, but what they did to trick us all, they said is, oh, these are for the smartphones, for the dumb people. And we put these fake trees up to make them, they're nothing more than monitoring centers and antennas. But we make them look like fake trees because we're going to give you a fake life while we monitor you to ensure that you will never rise up against us. Wow, Mel. That was phenomenal, brother. Anything in closing, Mel?
Nah, man. I just really want to thank you and Brother Scotty, man. I got to order me some T-shirts. And I wanted to know if he had them in kid size. My little princess wants one, too. So we want to support everything y'all doing, man. And thank you so much for what you're doing, brother.
Man, we appreciate you, brother. And I don't know. I think Scotty may be preparing for the next show, but I will ask him on the email.
I'm here.
Scotty, you know. Oh, there, Scotty. Brother Mel had a question for you, Scotty.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on? Look, my headphones is busted, and I'm you're coming in kind of low. So, Dave, can you just repeat what he said to me?
Yeah. He wanted to know, was it in the plan that you were going to have some children sizes for the contribution to crowdfunding campaigns?
Well,
are going to be in the works?
Actually, those mediums, it depends on the age of the child. But, like, the mediums, man, they fit my 11-year-old twin nephews, you know, pretty good. So it depends on the size of the child, but you know, those mediums are child size.
Right, and the small.
If she got to wear it for a nightgown at night or something, it's all good.
Yeah, and so and then the smalls would be too.
Yeah, but I don't have any smalls. I may have some.
Okay.
Had to check. I just can't recall right now. But hey, thank you, bro. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get some more stuff. You know, for a gift shop, appreciation gifts for donations and what have you, and bring some more stuff on to help us with our fundraising so we can expand nationwide. You know, I mean, this is like a global station, man. But we need community stations. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Right. We're community support.
Yeah, right. So, but yeah, I just wanted to say on that last point where you were saying they put fake trees up, man, in certain areas of Charlotte, man, they ain't even trying to hide it. The police got, they got portable watchtowers that the police sit up in and they watch certain areas, you know, in the black community, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
In certain
that's the guard towers. Tower, right?
Yeah.
I ain't telling you, this is the tower.
Yeah, I never really thought of that analogy until you said it, but that's what I thought, you know, because I, you know, I knew some people that lived over in that area of West Charlotte at the time, and so I had went to, like, the car wash, because it's a real busy strip, a lot of commerce going on, a whole, you know, legal and what they call illegal. You know, the street market and, but, you know, it's like a strip mall, but they have this portable, and I've seen it in other places too, I'll just call them portable guard towers, and they lift them up and they get in them and they lift it up in the air about, you know, maybe 15, 20 feet in the air, and it's, you know, mirrored glass so you can't see them, but they watching you. I was like, wow. They just ball with it. They ain't even trying to hide. It say police on the thing, man. I was like, damn, man. This they occupied on this boulevard.
It's so true. And Scotty, that stuff is everywhere. They put it at different malls. They put it in this is the overall expansion of the police state is rampant because of what's going on, and we're going to continue to see that. So everyone, before we get out of here, listen, this weekend, donate to Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the crowdfunding campaign. Pick up your T-shirts. I'm going to donate this weekend. Do that. I'll be doing that tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And Scotty, I appreciate you. All of the listeners here at Tando Radio Show, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And remember, before you ask for a fortune from the great creator God Almighty, make sure to give a fortune. Make sure to give what it is that you would love to receive. And when you receive it, share it. Until then, it's never goodbye. It's just, I'll see you later. Much love, much respect, peace, and have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world.